Hello, Augustana Athletic Director Josh Morton here. Pleased to be joined by our head men's hockey coach, Garrett Raboin. Coach, here we are coming up on end of December of 2022. And when we think back in about a year, we'll be getting ready for a trip to Notre Dame. Yes. Those milestones for me have always been pretty unbelievable. But can you just talk about, you know, since the fall started, how odd it is for you as a coach? You're not competing every week. It had to be at the first time, maybe the first of October, you started to get an itch.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a truly unique year, and I guess standing back, looking at it, it's a bigger deal than it actually is when you're living just day to day, because there's so much going on. You're just kind of living in the moment, and although a lot of people think that we just have nothing but time on our hands, it's certainly been a busy fall and winter.
Yeah, it has. Can you talk, what's it like recruiting? Because here we are, your temporary office overlooks the construction of Midco Arena, but you're selling a program that has never played, that has an arena that is being constructed but yet isn't there. What are some of the unique, how have you sold the program, I guess, would be the best way to ask it?
Well, I think some of the things that are just great, a great benefit to us and work in our favor, are the smaller, more intimate campus with great academics, and there's a great tradition of success at Augustana throughout all sports. And then you couple that with the great city of Sioux Falls. I think those are things that we spend a lot of time talking about. And then on the flip side, there's an arena that's in construction, and for some, there's curiosity, there's obviously excitement, and you know, one of the most enjoyable parts about the job thus far is when you're recruiting those athletes where they get it. They fall in love with the town, the university, and the opportunity, and they just can't wait to commit and jump on board with all that we're doing here.
Yeah, and like our all of our coaches say for every sport, you know, if we get a recruit to campus, it kind of opens things up. For you, it's even more, right? I mean, once they come here and see what maybe Sioux Falls, Augustana, the construction going on, not only on the athletic side, but a new dorm and all those things. You've had 7 signees and more commits that we can't talk about, but excitement for that first group of signees, those pioneers of our program.
Yeah, and that's it. And some of the other coaches told me early on is that there's a certain type of kid that is drawn to Augustana, and you'll know when you see him. You'll know when you two connect. And I nodded my head in agreement and said, you know, that sounds great. But now I know exactly what they're talking about. And in those 7 signees and the other commits, like when two people come together and they have a similar vision and appreciation for the athletics and academics here at Augustana, it's just a special thing, and it just fires me up. Not only the athletes we're bringing to campus, but the people as well.
Yeah, and we mentioned the schedule. You know, we've slowly been able to release Arizona State, Notre Dame, Denver, the defending national champions, and Colorado College road trips. Don't worry, the whole schedule is coming together, and it'll be announced at some point soon. But so we have the schedule. You know, last year we talked a lot about the 3 foundational things. Obviously, hiring you, a huge step, and then getting into a conference home. And then the finalization of Midco Arena for the design piece. You and I have both been part of CCHA meetings. I think it's an incredibly valuable, from my perspective, that I love it that the league embraced us that way, that, hey, even before you play, we want you to be a part of the meetings. How valuable has it been from a head coach perspective?
I think it's a big part of all of it, and I think it speaks to, you know, everything going on and how the CCHA sees value in us. Like, obviously, the league is going to be of a great value to us, but we're going to be of value to them. And as hockey's just, we're in a landscape right now in college hockey where it's just changing. It changes week to week, month to month, and their value in our input. It's great that we have a say in our path forward. It's been really fun to get to know the coaches and pick their brains to see what's working. You know, why have they been so successful for so many years in the league? And again, with our addition to the league, I think the league's going to continue to grow and get better.
And, you know, part of the adjustment, not only for you coming here as the head hockey coach, but the Raboin family, right? Family of 5, young kids, got all settled in, and here we are, it's December, and you're knee-deep in youth hockey and all the things. But how has the transition for the Raboin family been?
Well, it's been seamless, and you know, my wife can probably speak more to it than me, but it's been an easy move down. It's they always talk about Sioux Falls being a bigger city, but with a smaller town feel, and that's, you know, we're small town people at our core. You know, believe in family and community, and I think from the churches to the community involvement and our youth programs, from hockey, you know, we're in Harrisburg schools. It's been just awesome. Our kids are loving it. They have tons of friends already, and they're busy. We hardly ever see them after school, unless they got to put their head down on the pillow.
Yeah, and you're a hockey dad, so you fit right in with the growing popularity of the sport in Sioux Falls. We've talked a little bit about the two athletes that are on campus right now, Will Svendahl and Ben Trombley. It's been a pleasure to have them around. I know from my perspective, just to be around them, and how valuable has it been to have those two here, just coming as students. Of course, they're working out too, but to be able to explain, and when these other athletes start coming here, they have a little sense of what Augustana is all about.
Yeah, and that's, and we're excited for them to come because they're just great kids who come from great families, and we know they're going to be a big part of our foundation in terms of building our culture in all of that. But I think they've been even more valuable than we could have ever have hoped for. And just, you know, the greatest thing is to see them involved with others on campus and them amongst other athletes. And they're just having the time of their lives. Finals are upon us,
yeah.
And we hope we're as fired up after we get their
right.
final grades
yeah.
back. But it's been awesome, and I look forward to, yeah, having 20-plus more guys come to campus. It'll take a lot off of my plate in terms of getting them from point A to point B on time. So they've been huge, and we're just really blessed to have them here.
Yeah, and you and Andy Boschetto been putting on the miles when it comes to recruiting. Can you give us a sense of the far reaches, just your own recruiting travel?
Yeah, no, and it has been. It's been from Finland to British Columbia and Calgary and everywhere in between, and it is a fun part of the job. It does become a job on those Sundays and Mondays when there's the long travel day home, but that's where we're at right now, and we're excited to tell a story about Augustana hockey. It just fires us all up that there's so many people that know about it before we even get there, and they're talking to us and talking about the rink, we're growing as a hockey program. We're in the early stages, but to see the growth and to feel the growth, it really is exciting for us all to be a part of.
Yeah, and last question, Coach. I mentioned your temporary office that overlooks the construction of Midco Arena. I know when I walk in every day, it's just a reassuring feeling because they're working their tails off across the street, rain, snow, sleet, whatever. And to just see it rise has been incredible. What's it been like for you?
No, and it's been it's been awesome. And the schools are having snow days. These guys, they don't have any off days. They're building Midco Arena through it all. And when I jumped on board, it was right after the two buildings that were standing there had been taken off the property. So really, there was grass, there was a pond, and to see where we're at now. Wow, is it exciting for our future, and Midco Arena will be up before you know it.
Yeah, no, that feels like a lifetime ago. That's a few inches of snow ago, too. So, Coach Raboin, best of luck in the rest of recruiting, and Merry Christmas to your family.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you all.